Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers, or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets look this afternoon?
Grain futures markets today are having a volatile Friday as the market's making up for being closed on Thursday. Markets opened this morning steady in the three major grain contracts, but then sold off throughout the day and got weaker into the close. The exceptions there for the sell-off were the July futures contracts here, especially in the July corn and July soybeans. The market's attempting to bring what's available into the marketplace by driving up the front-month contracts, but we haven't had any real success there. The last trading day for those is next Friday, so there's going to be some either some major cash trade next week or a lot of volatility. Open interest for those July contracts is still really high. I saw where the July soybeans had more than 7,000 contracts open, so there's going to likely be some fireworks. New crop contracts were extremely weak throughout the day. The latest round of weather forecast suggests almost perfect weather over the next 2 weeks in the Midwest. So I expect more selling in the December corn and November soybeans based on that. Wheat futures were lower today as well, despite more Chinese buying. The USDA announced that China bought another 120,000 metric tons of wheat to add to the 360,000 they bought or announced on Wednesday. So that's kind of a big bullish factor. U.S. dollar is also higher today, which pushed grains lower.
We'll have more futures news right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Justin, what was some of the news behind the markets today?
This morning we saw a neutral export sales report. It really didn't drive the market either direction, just kind of in the middle of the range. Corn came in at 314,500 metric tons, right in the middle of the 250 to 450 they were expecting. Soybeans came in at 369,700 metric tons. They're looking for 200 to 500, so neutral is there as well. And then the wheat came in at 593,000, and they're looking for 400 to 800. So it's still a good number, but smaller than last week. We saw 732 last week. Next week, we'll have another round of USDA reports. We'll start the week off Monday with the export inspections at 10:30 Monday morning. And then Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have the crop progress and conditions report. The trade's really looking for another improvement in the corn and soybeans, something above the 67% good to excellent that we saw this last Monday. So really looking good there. And then on Thursday, which is another really big day, we have the export sales report come out at 7:30 a.m. And then at 11 a.m. we'll have the crop production and the USDA supply and demand. So those are all big monthly numbers. The trade will probably move leading up to that point.
Thanks, Justin. Recapping a few of our numbers today, August live cattle were unchanged at 121.95, August feeders up 85 at 151.80, and July lean hogs up 72 cents on the day at 102.35. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat down 8¾ cents at 685¾, Chicago July wheat down 1¾ cents at 656 even, Chicago July corn up 6½ cents at 684¾, and July soybeans were up 4½ cents at 1588 even. That's a look at your futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.